And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Glory can be found. That's Rick Bartley. Doing a mighty, mighty, mighty fine singing on a mighty fine song. I like that. Hope you enjoyed it right here on It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone. Going to be around here with you for a little while, and I hope all the songs we have picked out for you today blesses your heart. And I like that one. That's new to me. That's probably not a new song, but it sure is new to me, and I like that one. Where glory can be found. Well, friends, I'd sure love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. I appreciate all your prayers and all the cards and letters, and appreciate all your financial support to help keep us on the radio. April 22nd will make 30 years of its Gospel Time radio program, and some of you have been around the entire time, and maybe today's the first time some of you have ever heard of It's Gospel Time, and thank you so much for being along with us. Well, if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or maybe you live in Asheville, like to go to church with us, we'd sure love to have you. Give me a phone call, and I'll give you information how to find us, and just go to church with us. Phone number's 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Perhaps you could send us an email. It's Gospel Time, ITSGOSPELTIME, the three words. It's Gospel Time, all put together at yahoo.com. And just love to hear from you. Find me on Facebook at Roger Boone, and that's simply the name Roger Boone. And I'm in Weaverville, North Carolina. That's the address, and the address Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. If you'd like to help us with the finances of the radio ministry, be sure to make the checks payable to Roger Boone. I don't have a bank account set up under It's Gospel Time, and the bank don't like to take the checks that's made out to It's Gospel Time, but they will take them if they're made out to Roger Boone. My wife's written a book called A Mama's Dream, and including the postage, they're $10. And it's a true story written by my wife, Diane. and it's called A Mama's Dream. Make sure we can read the address where you want the book mailed to, and we'd be honored to mail you the book A Mama's Dream. Find your way to the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. Good Bible believing, Bible teaching, Bible preaching, Bible practicing church. And I would encourage you to do that. There's nothing to take the place of the house of God, nothing to take the place of the Word of God. And mentioning that, let's get into the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scorby is reading from my very favorite, the King James Version of the Bible. Please follow along with us as we begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 1.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him.
While kneeling by her bedside in a cottage on the hill, my mother prayed her blessings on me there. Talking out of Jesus while everything was still, and I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. For I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Be just what he ought to be, and she asked the Lord to take him in his care. Just the words I can't remember, but I know she prayed for me, for I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin, for I heard my mother call my name in prayer. he heard my mother praying, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name and pray.
Yes, I heard my mother call my name and pray. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. And I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. For I heard my mother call my name and pray. Yes, I heard my mother call my name and pray. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. For I heard my mother call my name in prayer.
I heard my mother call my name in prayer. That's Danny Paisley and Southern Grass right here on It's Gospel Time. We're going to slip in one more song before we take our break, and let's go around Berea, Kentucky area and visit with Jeff Parker.
While I was out walking on the streets of the city, I met an old man on the way. He was talking and preaching. There were people around him. As I passed by, I heard the man say, I may not be worthy
to go,
but I'll meet you in heaven and sing with the angel band. The path, it is
narrow and straight,
but I'll meet you in heaven someday. At church the next Sunday, as the preacher was talking, how fishers of men we must be. As I knelt there in silence, I prayed, Lord, please forgive me. I give up my soul unto thee. I rose a new man. My burdens were lifted. His praises I'll sing evermore. Thank God for that old man. Though we parted still strangers, we'll meet on that heavenly shore. I may not be worthy
to go,
but I'll meet you in heaven
and sing with the angel band.
The path, it is
narrow and straight,
and the way filled with pitfalls,
but I'll meet you in heaven someday.
I'll meet you in heaven someday.
From around Berea, Kentucky, that is Jeff Parker. I'll meet you in heaven someday. Folk, I hope to know that I'll meet you there one of these days. I'm going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll come right back with some more great gospel music. Hope you'll stay around. I'll be back right after this.